Hello again, everybody. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, along with Roger Bauer, the social media ninja, among other things that we call him. We are back again after a little hiatus. How you like that word, brother, huh? Hiatus.
Is that going to be the word of the day?
That's like a hibiscus, but different, because I like my biscuits with gravy. So we are back again. It is November 23rd. Roger got his basketball in. I got me some red beans and rice in my belly, washing it down with a little Anheuser-Busch product. Yes, sir. And we are back again. Roger's chomping at the bit. Man, I'm going to start talking about some hosting I've been doing. Some membership sites we're working on. All right, we're going to have a busy day.
Yeah,
and Roger's got laundry he's got to get to, so this will only run about 30 minutes, I reckon. What do you think?
That's about right. 33 minutes at tops.
So you got to wash your clothes, you know, because you got to make sure out in the South there's always love bugs and beetles and stuff flying around, you know, and that can be messy. So that's the word for the day. It's called beetles. All right, it's a verb and a conjunction. Remember that? Conjunction, junction, what's your function? You remember? I know you remember that, don't you?
Oh, I do. I remember that, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not too old for
I know.
Forget that.
So it's a beetle, to exist for an unspecified amount of time. How long do you think it's going to beetle? They figure out we're gone.
All right, we're back in the swing, full force now. Got our word of the day, and we're ready to roll.
I threw some Tabasco on my red beans and rice, brother. My nose is running.
Ooh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Note to self, do not have Tony's and Tabasco on your red beans 10 minutes before you're ready to get on a phone call. You know what I'm talking about?
I hear you. I feel you.
You know where I'm coming from?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You feel me?
I feel you.
All right. Good. All right. So what are you chomping at the bit to talk about today?
Well, I've got a little tool that I'll share with everybody that I discovered through my many surfing endeavors, and it's Evri, EVRI.com. And what it'll do is help you kind of aggregate the stuff that's going on with social media. You can do a search. It's kind of a search engine for social media.
Did you say it aggravates your social media?
It definitely aggravates it. It makes you go insane. No, it's an aggregator to where you can look at news matching whatever search term you want, profiles of people. You can connect with people that are relevant to whatever search term you want to use. Tweets.
You can find my relatives?
Yep, you can do that too if you want to do that. Images, quotes, and videos. So it's kind of an all-in-one search engine tool for social media. So this could be very helpful to people if they want to zoom in on a particular topic of discussion.
So what is it again?
EVRI, Evri.com.
Well, that's how I spell it. I like that kind of spelling.
So that's that's the tool of the day and kind of the tip of the day, and you can go in there and like I've done a search for list building. I can go in and see who's talking about that, the news regarding list building. I can look at profiles of different people that are related to list building, and also look at tweets. So I can see who's mentioning the word tweets. I mean, we've talked about using TweetDeck and Hootsuite and tools like that to check out what people are saying and do a search and put a module in there to where it'll show you those real time. But you can also come to Evri and do a search if you just want to do an occasional search for a keyword phrase. Or maybe you're just doing some research for your market and you don't need a constant stream going on Hootsuite or TweetDeck. This would be a tool you could use. You could also use search.twitter.com, accomplish the same goal. But this is kind of an all-in-one site that you can use for your social media searches.
Very nice.
And I'm pretty sure Google will incorporate this type of tool into their search engine as well. So that's going to – I noticed that when I do some searches now, even through Google, that occasionally a tweet will come up. So somebody's status will come up as a relevant entry for that particular term. So they're already getting there slowly but surely, but this is a search engine just dedicated to social media. So check that out. I've also got another tool to talk about, and that is TweetTrail.com. And it's kind of the same in line with the whole search.twitter.com, where you can come in and see who is tweeting about a particular term. For instance, if I want to do a search for list building, I can come over to TweetTrail and see how many posts or which people are talking most about list building. It looks to me like it only does it for the last 24 hours maybe, because the people that come up for list building, there's only one tweet per person, so I'm not getting a long history of people that have mentioned list building the most. Or if I wanted to search for, like, Infusionsoft, we're both CMAX West, so that might be something that we might want to look at and see who posts the most about Infusionsoft, that type of thing, just to see who might be a relevant person to follow and try to strike up a conversation with, an influencer, if you will. So that's TweetTrail.com, another tool tip of the day.
TweetTrail. Cool.
There you go. And then the next topic of discussion is my boy Jason Falls, also a fellow Louisvillian, has a post on his blog, which is socialmediaexplorer.com. And his post of the day that's gotten 348 tweets already, people retweeting it out, is why social media purists won't last. And he's talking about this whole pie-in-the-sky view that if you just go to social media and you're a friendly person and you give and give and give, that's not going to achieve success long-term, because business executives obviously want sales out of this stuff. So you've got to have some measurements in place, and the whole purist view of social media to where, you know, marketing people are not going to come in and take over is very much a pie in the sky, because that's what we do. I mean, marketers are going to look at different mediums, and we've talked about this before, Wes, that social media is a tool.
That's against my religion to go to those mediums.
But it's a tool, and that's what Jason's talking about. And there's even a few comments. I've contributed a few comments myself, but one of the guys says it's just another channel to relay your message and connect with people. And that's really what social media is. And if you look at it as, you know, oh, you shouldn't go and do all of these things, if you're not trying to ultimately ring the cash register, you're not going to achieve success with this stuff. And if that's your job, is to go out and find more prospects and customers, and you see a way to do it through social media, but you're not ringing the cash register, you're going to be out of a job. So that's
right.
That's more or less the point of what Jason's saying. And it goes in line with what we've been saying for weeks, is that, you know, if you play by the unwritten rules and you are a good netizen, so to speak, then your sales messages will be received because you're contributing quality content above all else. So let's say you contribute 75% valuable content, and then your 25% are, you know, hey, go check out this report I just created, or ebook, or whatever it may happen to be. If people are tuned in to your other tweets and status updates and Facebook fan pages, if they're in tune with all of that, when you do post one of these self-serving status updates or whatever, it'll get read because people trust you and they value the content that you're putting out, so they'll just naturally go look at your recommendation to either go buy a product or go check something out, just because you've built up that trust level.
Cool.
So I think that's kind of the key takeaway. But the purists that think that, you know, you can't come in and there's just no place for marketing here, that's a little bit short-sighted and a little bit naive. I think that's the whole brunt of Jason's post today.
Yeah, so he starts out the article saying he considers himself a purist, huh?
Right.
So how you know this guy?
I've met him at a few. We've got a social media club here in Louisville, and I've met him at a few events there and gone out and drank a few drinks together and shot the breeze and that sort of thing. He actually lives in my neighborhood. I just found that out 2 weeks ago, that he lives no more than a block away. He lives on one of the off of one of the main drags in the subdivision here. It's a pretty decent sized subdivision, so it's not shocking that somebody could live here that I don't know who it is. I don't know who a lot of my neighbors are, but he lives a block away.
He has himself one of them big 18 foot, 16 by 80s. He's got a big 18 wide, or he step up to the double.
He's a double. He's double all the way, of course.
He's a double wide, huh?
Yeah, he's rolling all the way.
He's walking in tall cotton, brother.
That's right.
Goodness gracious. He probably doesn't even have any cars parked in his yard.
Oh, you got to have that. I mean, if you're gonna be a true Southern redneck, you got to have the car out in the yard, up on the block.
Oh, look at his sight, though, man. This sight's tight.
I know it.
I guarantee you, he's got the cars towed at least. I bet you. Very cool. So to meet you, Explorer. Yeah. All right. I always consider himself a bit of a purist. Well, you do have to sell, brother.
You know? Otherwise you're going to be out of a job, just like he says in the thing, that you can go on an extended vacation courtesy of your employer, and they won't be asking you to come back if you don't ultimately ring the register. And that's there's some comments down below that contribute to that as well, but it's just like anything else. You got to figure out the rules of engagement, just like TV, radio ads. I mean, there are ways to achieve success in each different medium. You got to figure out what it is for social media, just like you do radio, TV, print, so forth. You can study successful people, see what they do, and learn from them, but you need to chart some baseline metrics that you can measure your social media campaign against. And I think that's where it all comes back to, that whole develop a strategy at the beginning, have a view of the end before you begin, and then bake in some milestones that you can check along the way to make sure that you're on the right path. And if you're not, then make adjustments just like you would any other marketing campaign. And I think that's, Jason's got a lot of influence within the social media universe. And a lot of people read this and get off their high horse about this whole social media stuff. And I think we saw the same thing, Wes, with that Perry Belcher product that we talked about a couple weeks ago with the social media money system that promised to show people how to make money with social media, but it didn't. It was more how to win the popularity contest. And business executives don't give a damn about the popularity contest. Yeah, it's nice to win the have a lot of popularity, but at the end of the day, they want to ring the register.
Yeah. Well, you have to. I mean, all these nonprofits need donations.
Right.
People that make money make donations.
Right.
Got to make some money, brother.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing that we always talk about is, a lot of the gurus out, self-proclaimed gurus, I might add, are going to show you how to win the popularity contest because they're not in the trenches trying to grow their business through this stuff. So they haven't really figured out how to develop sales through social media because all they figured out how to do is, oh, wow, I can go get 500,000 followers on Twitter. Whoop-dee. I mean, how are you going to monetize that? I can go build a Facebook fan page and get 5,000 people to follow that thing and jump in on it. But how are you going to ring the register?
Yep. Well, here comes my lovely, newly fit, sweaty wife from our hour at the gym. She has some exciting news for me that you want the world to know about? Nope. Walking away. Hey, I just figured out how to get rid of her. Oh, no, did I say that? Oh, she's still here. Oops. Hi, honey. Love you. Well, today, while I'm still using GoDaddy to register my URLs, HostGator, now the proud recipient of all my websites, brother.
Excellent.
Tell you what, I don't know why I waited so long. Goodness gracious.
I think it's a wise move because I think, GoDaddy has a good business model, and for the general population, GoDaddy is a great registrar and hosting company, but if you look deep in the terms of service and you're trying to sell products and you do a lot of email marketing or email follow-up sequences, eventually somebody's going to cry spam. It just happens. You don't know what mood people are going to get up in. And GoDaddy will hold your websites hostage if you you get a bunch of spam complaints, and they'll shut you down and ask questions later. They're not going to call you up.
I know you said that before, but how do they get, like, we use Infusionsoft, right? And if anybody complains about spam, doesn't it just stay with Infusionsoft? How would GoDaddy ever know?
Well, it can, but even within your autoresponder account, you're going to give a legitimate email address to reach you, which is generally going to be associated with one of your domains. It's like you've got the Sales Whisperer. If you send something out as Wes at the Sales Whisperer, well, if they file a complaint, then whoever hosts your salesthesaleswhisperer.com domain, the spam complaint eventually goes against that. So that's
right.
How they can track it back to you.
I got you.
And same thing with – I had this with Bluehost, which I don't really have any complaints about Bluehost, but they got a couple of complaints about me sending out spam to send traffic to one of my domains. Well, it's the same deal. They'll shut you down and ask questions later. If they get enough of these complaints, which I don't know what the threshold is, it might be 3 in a day, it might be – I guess I could go read the exact terms of service to figure out, is it 3 per hour, whatever it is. But at least with hosts like Bluehost, HostGator, DreamHost, those types, they don't generally charge you to get reinstated. GoDaddy will. You'll have to pay like $125 just to get reinstated. And again, you're at their mercy because they can shut you down, like, let's say on a Friday, and if they're legal department doesn't come in until Monday, you're shut down the entire weekend. That happened to me. So that is the reason I recommend people go through a separate registrar from their host provider. So go to somebody like Namecheap. I use Namecheap for all my domain registrations. So then that way, if a host does shut me down or shuts down several domains at once, which this happened to be when I had it happen, I think I had 12 domains registered with Bluehost. And I registered some of them through Bluehost, so I couldn't just go switch my DNS settings and point to a different host and be up and ready to go immediately.
Right.
But that's, I learned the lesson the hard way, that you want to go through like a Namecheap, and then just you can point your DNS settings. So if, like, let's say you are hosting some domains through GoDaddy, well, you can just change the DNS settings, point it to, for instance, a HostGator, copy your files, boom. You're back in business.
Right.
So that's a business protection step that you can take that's not hard to do. I mean, you're going to pay, what, $10 to register a domain for a year? That's not much.
Yeah. Well, nice thing is I've got so many domains. You know, GoDaddy's very easy on registering domains.
Mm-hmm.
And they offered this package. I forget what it's called now, but basically pay a little extra up front. And man, I get domains for $7.31 or something like that.
Yeah, the other thing that's good about GoDaddy is study their upsell process. They're very, very good about getting more money out of your point of sale.
Sometimes, but from a mechanic, you know, the mechanics, they're the best.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they get you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
And they've gotten money out of me, you know, and I know what they're doing, and I'm still like, hey, that's good. I'll take that.
Right. It's the same thing Amazon does. Amazon is awesome to study from an upsell, cross-sell, downsell perspective to where they can get more money at the point of sale out of you for related products. And they know they have such a vast database that they can predict, okay, Wes is going to go buy this book today. Well, chances are, since a lot of our other customers bought this other book at the same time, he might be interested in this, so they'll push that. Or maybe you're buying an iPod, and they'll know from experience that, you know, sometimes people want a carrying case with that, so they can ding you for that. And just over and over, they can do this all day long. And I saw a post from another guy I follow on Facebook and Twitter complaining about the follow-up emails from Amazon, stating that he thought it was intrusive. No, that's good business. If I know going into it that, you know, hey, I'm trying to do you a favor, honestly. Yeah, I'm trying to sell more product. But if I know that 75% of customers who buy an iPod, for instance, are going to want some kind of carrying case, or maybe they're going to upgrade their headphones or whatever it is. I owe it to you to offer you that because I know, hey, most people like this. Now, if you happen to be one of them that doesn't, so be it. But at least I can put the offer out there, and you'll feel good that you have the choice that, yeah, I might want a carrying case for my iPod. Sure, I'll take that.
Right.
Or, you know, GoDaddy has their little, you can have your Whois privacy guard, or they can get you on a secure socket layer. I mean, on down the road, there's all kinds of little things that you might think, eh, yeah, I could use that.
Right.
Or maybe you want a bunch of templates for your website. They can get you with that. I mean, there's all kinds of things that these marketers and businesses can do, and that's good marketing. I mean, people might get offended here and there, but overall, they wouldn't do it if it didn't work.
Sure.
And it does work.
Well, and you know what? I mean, you owe it to your clients to at least give them the offer, all right? Help them understand either the convenience or the value that you're offering, you know, that you're not there just for a buck. Now, granted, a lot of times there's a lot more margin in the upsells and the add-ons.
Mm-hmm.
But you need multiple chargers for your iPhone or your MP3 player. You're going to need a case.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need all these things. And while you may be able to save $3 somewhere else, you know, you go piecemeal these things, you know, most people, I mean, offer it to them, you know, give them the stuff, make them a deal, you know, get it all in one place. Don't feel bad about it.
Right. That's the same. You look at Amazon, whenever you look at a book, you'll always see another book down there that's related, but it's not the exact same thing. It's something that's relevant, or sometimes it may be very similar to the item you're looking at. But they'll give you a 10% discount for buying them both together, for packaging them up. So they'll give you an incentive to bundle. It's not going to cost them any more to ship it in most cases if they use a flat rate shipping deal or whatever. Or if you're signed up for Prime, it's not going to cost you any more to ship that extra item. So why not make that offer? And, yeah, they might not make as much margin with the second item, but their overall value of the transaction goes up, and chances are, customer satisfaction score will go up too because people feel like, hey, you know, they're looking out for me.
Right. Amen. Tell you, I love Amazon, man. You know, for a year and a half, almost 2 years, I resold a very hard to get sales book. These guys come in, it was only sold through specific trainers. And these guys, they must have struck a deal with the company because all of a sudden they now sell it. Just wiped out a good chunk of my Amazon business. Ugh. Sure would have been nice to give you a heads up. Like, we're about to have this book. You know what these jackasses did too? They started selling it, or at least advertising it, before they had it in stock. So so they cut me off by like a good 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I was always the low-cost provider of this book. This ain't right, brother.
But, I mean, it's, you know, that's good marketing.
Yeah, well, they are they're the big 800-pound gorilla. You know, I made some money. What else you got?
Well, I think that's going to limit it for today. I'm going to talk about, we said we were going to talk about the 15 ways PR agencies can help companies with social media. I think we'll table that until tomorrow. I know we said we were going to talk about that last week, but scheduling conflicts kept us from getting on the horn and cranking out some Southern social media. But hopefully we can get a few shows in this week, and also we'll talk about that tomorrow.
All right. So is your dryer going off?
I got 9 minutes. Got
man,
my timer in front
of
me. Yeah. Well, I don't want that. I don't have to rewash the clothes and all that just to get the wrinkles out, or run the dryer for another hour to get the wrinkles out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man. Yeah, you are one of them highfalutin types. You probably put starch in your bib overalls.
No, there's no starch in there.
All right.
Highfalutin types.
You're laughing because you know what that means.
Oh, that's a good Southern term.
That's right.
Falutin.
Oh, man. Well, we've been gone a few days, so you know that you're a redneck. You know how you know?
How's that?
You know? If you've ever used a toilet seat as a picture frame, you might be a redneck. Oh, I forgot. Hey, we were talking about all this social media stuff. Go figure. It's called Southern Social Media. Got to me a new client, and they're kind of near and dear to my heart, seeing how I invested in this here startup bank out in my neck of the woods in Southern California 2 years ago. Commerce Bank of Temecula Valley. We're going to bring them live, brother, on the social media, so y'all be watching it. CKTM, Charlie Kilo Tango Mike. That's their little stock symbol. We're going to get them on the map. We're going to see what we can do for a bank. That'd be a good case study. Take them from zero to a bazillion.
Yeah, because that's also, like you were saying the other day, banks are notoriously conservative.
Notoriously what?
Conservative.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, they came out to my capitalizing on the conversation, brother. And they said, we got to have us some of that up in here amongst us. Can you do some of that social media magic for us? And I said, why, yes, ma'am, I can.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
I hear that.
Sign me up. And all right, so, you know, you might be a redneck if your coffee table used to be a telephone cable spool. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
We used to have, my grandfather had those, man. We'd have us walk on those things like those loggers, you know, trying to balance on the logs.
That ain't right.
Yep, I think we use some of them as tables, too. And out on the porch, you know.
I hear that.
And, you know, if your porch collapses and kills more than three dogs, you might be a redneck.
There's no might about it. There's no might about it.
Oh, man. All righty. Well, let's cut it off, brother. Everybody, thanks for listening. Please visit thesaleswhisper.com. Sign up for the Weekly Whisper. I throw out some musings from time to time. Call it the Weekly Whisper, and I'm getting better about being weekly. Man, we've been doing a lot of development, though, lately. So I'm going to get back to writing. Calms me down.
Yeah.
While you're there, you can get the Facebook Business Basics, 20.1 Facebook Business Basics. It don't cost nothing. Just put your name in there. And, Mr. Roger, what you got?
Go to listsamurai.com, and you can sign up for my 126-page ebook on how to build a list from scratch, 1,000 leads in a week.
Awesome.
That's some serious writing right there.
That's some, goodness gracious, that's some stuff.
And I'm telling people right now that I'm not going to keep the 126-pager up there. I'm going to shorten that and have just a little 10- to 15-page report, so... The List Samurai ebook is eventually going to be a for sale product. So if you want to get it for free, go to listsamurai.com. Don't know how much longer it's going to be offered as a free product, but it's out there for now. Take advantage.
Cool. Very nice. All right. Well, this is Wes Schaefer for the Sales Whisperer, Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja, calling it quits, November 23rd.
Talk to you all tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya.